Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, it's Friday night. It's the Bull's Two Cents. It must be 7:30.
Because I believe that it is.
And of course, we can never start a show on the TCRN without something going wrong. But the call-in number is 347-989-1084. Welcome to the Bull Ring. We got Real ID coming up. We got a Douchebag of the Week. It's a new segment. We'll see you in a few minutes.
The following broadcast deals with controversial subjects, the theories and beliefs, the Christian beliefs,
lead the world in only three categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. You gotta say, I'm a human being, God damn it, my life has been it.
This one can get away. I find myself inside my head. No one can touch you, man. You're outside there again.
The ability to feel anger is a totally natural human response to tyranny.
Back and forth, the struggle consumes us all. Trying to keep a level head.
Yeah, welcome. This is another episode, episode number 8 of the Bull's Two Cents. I want to welcome all the listeners for tuning in tonight. I see we got a lot of people lined up on the phone lines already. If you call in 347-989-1084, you got something to get off your chest, hit number 1 on your keypad. That'll let me know that you want to vent, that you are mad about something, and you want to let everybody know about it, and we will come up with a positive action-based solution for you. So this week, man, it's been crazy this week. We got a lot of stuff, a lot of idiocy, a lot of the divide and conquer, a lot of the fallacies, a lot of the mind control that is out there, man. It was enormously bombarding us this week, man. So much stupid shit. I just want to let everybody know that this is the place to vent your frustrations. This is the place to let it all out. There is no censorship on this show, my friends. You come on, you say what the fuck you want to say, and then you hang up and you let somebody else vent their frustrations before the weekend, before you head to the club, before you head to the party, before you go wherever you're going to go, man. This way, that stress level is down and you can enjoy the weekend, because I know there was a lot of stupid shit this week, man, and I know a lot of people have something to say. So in order to take action, we know we have to get mad. Welcome, everybody, to the Bull Ring and the Bull's Two Cents. First off, man, we're going to continue the discussion from the Real ID last week. We talked about how since 9/11, they've been slowly incrementing phases of the Real ID, okay? And that is to get all your information into one little tiny chip, okay? And then there's compliances for each of the states. where they have to have their state IDs or driver's license compliant with certain information about you. Okay? Now, in the state of Florida, there is one way to identify if you have a real ID, driver's license, or identification card. Okay? It is a gold star. Oh, isn't that fucking cute? A gold star in the right corner of your Florida driver's license if it is real ID compliant. Now, for all of you that are new to the show, we have an interactive Facebook page, okay? The only way to get an invitation to the Facebook page is to like us on Facebook, Trivium Cafe Radio Network. Look us up, hit that like button, and we'll get you invitations out each and every week to the shows. And there is the place to interact not only with myself, but with other listeners. If you're not comfortable coming on air and venting your frustrations, you can vent them right there on the Facebook page so everyone who is listening, including myself, can see what you have to say, and we can either help you out, agree, disagree, whatever, man. It's just good, wholesome, fun. All right, so we're talking real ID right now. There in Putnam County, I believe, Putnam County, Florida, they have released a PowerPoint presentation about the real ID, and some of the shit that's in there, man, should piss a lot of you off, okay? So let's go through it real quick, man. Again, we're continuing a discussion about real ID that we had last week, okay? So this is specific to Florida. So all of my out-of-state listeners, man, I'm sorry, but I'm sure you can find something like this pertaining to your state, okay? Because everyone has to be compliant. All the states have to be compliant with the real ID standards by January 1st, 2016. Okay, so that's right around the corner. All right. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to travel on a federal transportation, where the federal government has jurisdiction or whatever you want to call it, their false authority over certain things like transportation. Okay, so you won't be able to fly domestically. You won't be able to fly domestically without one of these approved real ID state licenses or identification cards. So here we go. Why driver's licenses were originally issued? Only for granting citizens permission to drive a vehicle. Wow. Well, we can toss that one up because I don't need a little piece of plastic to tell me I can fucking drive a car or a truck or whatever you want to call it. Now, if you agree with me, disagree, I don't care. Call in, man. Let me know how you feel. Vent your frustrations, all right? Initially, it was designed as a means to raise revenue. Boom, they're coming out and saying, yes, that's why we have identification cards. So we can make money, we being the people who work in government. Next, provide a very low test of identity. Provided a very low test of identity. This is, why they were originally issued. Adding a photo alone did not establish a person's identity. Driver's licenses are now widely used to show proof of identity. First of all, nothing can prove your identity, okay? You are who you are, and only you know who you are, okay? I know that's a bit circular, but bear with me. In that moment, when someone asks you who you are who you say you are. You can say you're Johnny, and then 5 minutes later go down the road and say, hey, I'm Jimmy. Doesn't matter. You are who you say you are, regardless, no matter what. A name is merely a way to separate us from our species, to identify us from everyone else in our species. Okay, so we're humans, right? Boom, there's a human. Okay, now we can separate the humans into two subcategories, male, female. Okay, now we got male and female. And then you can go even further, and that's where we get our names. So you are who you say you are in that moment. All right, a piece of paper doesn't say who you are. Your parents saying that you are someone doesn't say who you are. You identify yourself as you see fit, okay? That's my first real issue with any identification or any identification cards. But this real ID being a national thing and being chipped, having all your information on it, this is what should scare some of you. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to put the fear in you. I'm trying to let you understand what's going on, okay? And then you decide, no, I'm going to fear or not fear something. It's your decision, always. Remember, fear is in your head. You create the fear, or you outsource your thinking and allow someone else to create your fear for you. So real ID compliant licenses and ID cards require identification and security features that must be incorporated into each real ID compliant card. Applicants must provide proof of identity and lawful status in the U.S. The Department of Motor Vehicles must verify the applicant's identifying documents. Enhanced physical security standards for facilities issuing licenses and identification cards. Okay, we're talking phase four here, man. This is it. They're rolling it out full-fledged 100%. Why we need real ID. The Real ID Act of 2005 in Congress responded to the security recommendations that came out of 9/11. Wow, everything is about 9/11. Give me a break, dude. Come on. Really? The act is the first nationally legislation to require states to identify all applicants through a standard process. Raising the standard of state-issued identification is an important step toward enhancing national security. Okay, you can feel the propaganda in the words, man, and the grammar being used, man. If you can't feel it, I recommend, you know, you go through this PDF PowerPoint and you read it out loud, and you will see how much propaganda is in this thing, man. You know, use the trivia method of learning, man. Grammar, logic, rhetoric, man. Go through this whole thing. Read out, you know, define the terms that you don't understand, and then you run it through logic. Right. And you take away the contradictions and the fallacies and all the things that are in this garbage, man. And then you come out with your rhetoric to how you got there. And then you can explain it to everyone else. So, again, why we need real ID. All driver's license serve as many purposes. Access to federal buildings, nuclear power plants, boarding aircraft, opening bank accounts, et cetera, et cetera. For the reason terrorists actively seek fraudulent state issued identification. Okay, if they're going to fake these things, we know there's people out there that can do it. Okay, so it doesn't matter how much security you put on this identification card. Okay, so now they're trying to tell us that the security benefits reduces identity fraud, and it establishes layers of security to ensure that identity documents only go to the people they actually belong to. Electronic verification of data on identity documents will make it more difficult to create fictitious identities. It just makes it more difficult. It doesn't stop it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Doesn't stop it. And it makes it easier for law enforcement officials to detect documents that have been falsified. No, it doesn't. If you have the money, you can come up with a genuine fraudulent chip, okay, and make it look real. That's all it is to it, brothers and sisters. Oh, okay, so here's the security benefits. The security benefits establishes safeguards for storing personal information that all states must follow, make it more difficult to tamper with or counterfeit a license, distinguishes licenses issued using, you know, the secure standards that they've put forth. So up until this point, man, it's all a load of crap, okay? Because they're not securing anything, all right? Your identity, how you wish to be perceived by others, is your responsibility to safeguard. No one else. Security falls solely on the individual. Okay, you can outsource that if you want to, okay, but you, once you outsource it, you are responsible for those who take action for you, okay? So let's remember that, okay? Remember that. The government's not here to make sure everything is all hunky-dory for you, They are here to keep you in a perpetual state of slavery. This is part of that. You are responsible for your security. If you wish to be identified as X, Y, or Z, then you need to take what security or precautions that is needed to secure your own fucking identity. That's your responsibility, no one else's. And to have to say that we give power to someone else to do that for us and to enslave us even further, and you support that, fuck you. Right now, I'm going to go to the phone lines, man, because I know I got somebody on the line that wants to talk about this particular issue real quick, and then he has he has relayed to me that he wanted to talk about the Russian bombings in Syria. So I'd like to bring on the host of Taking Off the Blinders every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock. This is none other than Mr. Randall Krause. I would like to thank you and welcome you to the Bulls 2 Cents. You're in the bull ring, sir. What do you have to say?
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Two little things I want to bring up. One of them has to do with a form of identification. Here in Vegas, if you'd like to be a bartender or a server or work in any type of food industry, you know, on tips, you have to get a health card and a TAM card, which is some alcohol awareness card. You got to go pay money to get them, and you can't get a job without them. So basically, that's telling me I don't know what the hell I'm doing with, I don't know how to handle food, and I don't know how to serve alcohol. I have to go to a class that I have to pay money for and get a little card that says, oh, you're certified. Are you kidding me? I've been doing this shit for 5 to 10 years. I know exactly what I'm doing. And right now, like, the last 3 days, it's been hell because you can't get these cards without a Vegas ID, which then I had to go to DMV. You got to go get birth certificates, Social Security cards. We all know those are made out of paper, so those like to tear and rip and you lose them. I mean, it's just one long hassle, and it's bullshit. It's the government selling your rights back to you.
Absolutely, man. That's a great point, and I like that, how you ended that thing right there. It's the government's way of selling your rights back to you. That's a great way to look at it, man. And I hope everybody's listening to that.
Well, I was explaining to my girlfriend, Toby, I was like, okay, how many servers do you think we have, bartenders and servers you have in the Vegas area? Vegas probably has a population of about 300,000. It's an actual bigger city than New Orleans. So, and this is, Vegas as a whole is a complete service industry town. Like, all Vegas, there's really no big banks, no big law firms, nothing. Everything has to do with casinos and customer service. So, pretty much everyone that works here works in some sort of service industry. So they have to get these alcohol cards and they have to get these health cards. So if you figure, just say, and this is just a conservative estimate, just say 20,000 people have had to get these cards times $20 each. Now go ahead and figure out that's revenue for the government. And you're not teaching anyone anything because I took these tests. It's something a fifth grader could pass if they knew anything. Like, I mean, you have to be a complete moron to fail any of these tests. All it is just a revenue generation and another way to hassle you to, you know, pretty much make you do and follow along with their procedure. And if you don't like it, you just don't work.
Yep, and that's what they do. They're controlling who can and cannot have who can and cannot be hired by employers. That's what they're doing. I own two of my own businesses. I will hire whoever the fuck I want to at the rate that we agree upon. And it's going to be a fair rate. It's not going to be, slanted one way or the other. All right. It's going to be a rate in which we agree on and that is fair. Okay. There's no reason for them to say, you need to have this, you need to have that, in order to serve drinks, to serve food, to serve, to do whatever. I had the same experience, man, and I totally get where you're coming from. When I worked as a bartender down on 6th Street in Austin, Texas, there was this thing called the TABC, the Texas Alcohol and
Beverage Commission.
Beverage Commission. Thank you, sir. Okay, so you had to go through this class. It was like an hour class. and you had to take a test at the end, and all you had to do was score 70% on the 10-question test at the end. And like you said, man, a fifth grader could pass that without even going through the class because it's common sense shit. You know what I mean? But you needed the TABC card and certification to say that you can work in the service industry and serve alcohol. And that's ridiculous, man, because it cost $45 to take the class. So you figure with all the bars and all that, especially in Texas, it was a statewide thing. So, you know, I get where you're coming from, brother, and it pisses me off, too.
Yeah, it's called something alcohol management. It's a three-hour class. It's $25 plus another $20, and then you also have to get a health card now, too. The health card, which Toby was telling me, they used to actually make you get shots to actually do it. Yeah, hepatitis and all this. They used to actually, like, test you and everything. Like, I've seen people get hepatitis from getting the test. So you're making people submit to vaccinations. You're making people submit to your will to basically get a job and just be a debt slave. And, I mean, as you were saying, I was saying, it's something a fifth grader can pass. I mean, it's literally common sense stuff. I know better than if somebody's stumbling around and falling on their face to keep hands, don't hand them alcohol anymore. I think anyone can figure that out. And, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like I said, it's a three-hour class and slave, so I also have to work. So now not only do I have to go to work, I have to come home, get on the computer, do this for 3 hours, then go all the way down to the health department, give them some more money, take a little 10-question test there, and then they give me a card. Then I can work. Oh, that's if I get the health card, too.
Yeah, and, you know, that is the epitome of, you know, not being free, okay? You're not free to do what you want to do and provide the way that you want to provide for yourself or for, you know, people who are dependent upon you, man. When these types of things are enacted, man, that's it, man. It's done. You, like you said, we're both debt slaves. We grind it out for 8 hours to 12 hours a day, okay? Then we come home and we take action to try and get ourselves out of that debt slave, of being a debt slave, okay? Whether it's trying to generate more freedom credits, whether it's trying to build something to where you don't have to go and grind yourself out for someone else. But talking about these licenses, man, right here in the PowerPoint in Florida, all right, Putnam County, Florida, it specifically says why driver's licenses were originally issued. Initially, it was designed as a means to raise revenue, a means to tax you, a means to steal your money for something that you can do on your own regardless. Okay? That right there should tell you that you are a slave and you should start taking action to get out of it. All right, I'm going to give you 5.5 more minutes, man. I know you had something else that you wanted to get off your chest, brother.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up this, speaking of Obama last night with his whole gun control. Well, this morning I see him make a statement. Russia's over in Syria now. They're bombing, the Free Syrian Army or the Syrian rebels, which are ISIS. I've posted things on the Facebook event page that shows you the Syrian rebels are ISIS. Well, Russia's over there bombing ISIS, and Obama's saying what Russia's actually achieving is making ISIS stronger. I would like to know how, if you're bombing someone, you're making them stronger. What Obama's trying to do is get the American public to be like, oh, no, Russia's helping ISIS over there. We need to put more boots on the ground and let Obama and our military advisors go ahead because they know what they're doing over there. What's really going on, and I've showed the thing with Hillary Clinton where she said we're funding ISIS and all that, and we've seen, I've posted it on the Facebook pages before, when the Syrian rebels gassed or used sarin gas, they originally tried to say it was Assad, which that is America's interest. We have a vested interest because we want to get Assad out. Assad is fighting ISIS because ISIS wants, basically, they want to destabilize the whole region and take over. So what America's doing is funding ISIS to get rid of Assad because we want regime change because Assad won't listen to us. So Russia's like, well, ISIS is becoming a problem, so we're going to go ahead and just, you know, start firing them so they aren't chopping people's heads off in the middle of the streets. And now you got Obama on his, or like I said, on his propaganda campaign, talking about, oh, Russia's strengthening ISIS by bombing the Syrian rebels. Well, if people would really take the time to quit outsourcing their thinking and actually do some research, they would find out the Syrian rebels are ISIS. So in all actuality, Russia's doing the right thing, and we're over here funding ISIS and then using fear to scare the American public into getting real IDs, getting TSA pat-downs and groping of your genitals and every other kind of tyrannical law that they use as the form because of terrorism.
Yeah, and I like the way you broke that down. You said, look, this is what they're doing, and these are the means in which they're doing it, and you threw in real ideas being one of them. And we talked a few weeks back about TSA. I mean, this is – if you can't recognize this, then I don't know what else to do, man. You know, there's nothing that I can do. You will see it, or, you know, not saying you specifically. I'm using you as everyone out there listening or that this is what is happening. Okay, you need to choose to see it. If you don't choose to see it, then there's nothing that myself or anyone else can do for you. So take it as you want and talk it out, man. You have to talk it out, man. Like, I didn't start really understanding what was going on until I actually spoke the grammar that was being used. And when you hear yourself say it, you're like, wow, I would never ever say that because XYZ. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that there's something there that can help you in this process, man. But talking about, you know, the real ID, and we're talking about ISIS being funded by us, which we already knew. If you're in the military, you already knew that, man. And if you didn't, you kept your eyes shut, or you turned your head, or you let someone else think for you. So, yeah, when I hear ISIS, a couple of things come to my mind. I think about Horus and the ancient Egyptian religions. When I hear ISIS, I also think about how a lot of us were out there helping train these motherfuckers when they were called something else in Iraq, man. So you need to listen, you need to observe, and you need to read between the lines, man. And if you can't do that, again, there's nothing me, Randall, or anyone else can do to help you see that, man. I got a new segment, Randall, and I want to get your thoughts on this, man. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, and I'm going to bring you back. I want to bring this up, man. This is a new segment that we're going to do halfway through the show. It is called the Douchebag of the Week. Okay, and this week it was a toss-up, man. It was a toss-up. A lot of people are on my back for picking on law enforcement and agents of government and stuff, and you know that really didn't persuade my choosing the winner for the douche of the week. But you know, I said, yeah, let me take a break from that because I can speak on that at least three times a week. On different venues that we have here at the TCRN. I'm going to go with the winner this week is going to be Nancy Pelosi, man. Okay. And if any of you know, man, she is a flavor combustion of freaking sound bites, my man. This lady is, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, she is retarded. Okay, she has a mental disease, and I think it is retardation. Okay, the things that she has said over the past 10 years is ridiculous, but this one takes the fucking cake, man. Okay, Nancy Pelosi was asked by a reporter if a baby is a human being. Okay, if a baby is a human being, okay, and then proceeded to dodge the question by saying that she thinks that she knows more about the subject simply because she has had, I think, 5 children. Okay? And then she tried to say, oh, well, I'm not going to get into a philosophical thing. All right? We know that she is huge on Planned Parenthood. We know she is huge on, you know, go ahead and get your abortion. Okay? That when you talk about morality and abortion, man, we're talking about eviction. Okay? You need to – that's a whole subject by itself. Okay? But this woman, she just – it's ridiculous how she dodges questions, and she can't – if you make a statement – ladies and gentlemen, listen up, and I want you to listen closely. If you make a statement, a declarative – if you make a declarative, you need to be able to back it up. You need to be able to prove it. The burden is on you to support your declarative. And then it's the listener's responsibility to point out the error in your logic if there is no, if there is any. All right? Persuasion. That's the only way that you can get people to do things without using violence. Okay, so get your freaking premise in check, get your facts lined up, and then have a discussion. Error in your logic, other people are going to find it, and then you can go back and tweak it. And then come back and say, okay, here, I tweaked it, this is what I think. When you can't back up your declarative, and you use misdirection, you use fallacious arguments, okay? Fallacy means to deceive, okay? Break the word down etymologically. It is to deceive or to lie, okay? So this whole argument about, oh, well, you can never ever not use a fallacy. You can't ever make a statement without using a fallacious argument is bullshit. It's a fallacy, okay? It's a lie, straight up. Okay, and this is a woman who condones the killing of babies, who condones the harvesting of organs of aborted children, children who were murdered. Okay, you can kind of see where I fucking stand on this. So, Randall, I want to get your thoughts on Pelosi. I don't know if you saw the video or if you read the article, my man. It's posted on the Facebook event page. What's your 2 cents on this? I'm welcoming you back to the Bulls Ring, man.
Yeah, I'd seen the video. I've seen it on the Facebook page. I think that's just like a par for the course for her. She, like you said, she's a moron. She didn't have any facts to back up her argument, so she does with what a regular, what they call Democrat and liberal would do, just not even answer the question, just move on, and just say, I know more about this, and that's the way it is. And it was like Formatic was saying in the comments of the video, well, if you know more, please enlighten us. Please tell us. Let us see your side of the argument, see, you know, if it's the actual right thing. I mean, it's ridiculous. She can't answer the question. It's like the guy asked her. He said, what do you call these baby parts? Like, do you consider them animals? Or before he could ever get even anything else out of his mouth, she was like, I got 5 kids, and I'm a mother, and I know more about this than you, and I'm not answering it. Well, tell me how you know more about it than I do. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, he called her out, like, right then. He's like, what do you consider? He's like, these are baby parts. Like, what do you consider them? Like, animal parts? Or, cause, I mean, if it's a baby, then that means it's a human. Why are you killing it or murdering it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then,
that.
Oh, man, and then the best part, I think the best part, and this is how you know she was, her back was against the wall, man, and she's like, wait a minute, I don't even know you. But, you know, with freedom of speech and everything, what the fuck does that have to do with you saying that you can't tell that a baby is a human? It's a yes or no question. Do you believe that a baby is a human? Yes or no? Well, I know it doesn't fucking matter what you think or what you know, dude. Tell me yes or no. Do you consider it? Stay on the question that I asked you. You know, don't tell me about philosophy and all this other bullshit. Yes or no. It's a yes or no question, period. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's wrong with the media today is they don't do that. He had her on the ropes, man, and he didn't finish her off, man. You know, what's that called in MMA, right? You got to finish it. You got to finish the fight, dude. You got to ground and pound, man. And, you know, they let these assholes off the hook so many times, man. They got to keep pressing and keep pressing. And that you don't see that anymore. Your thoughts real quick, and we got to move on, sir.
Yeah, she was never, ever, ever going to answer it. Like, he could have kept on pushing it, and they would have physically removed him from the room. She was never going to answer that, because that right there would have put her lies and basically just bullshit out in front of everybody. Because they got the people on the philosophical, like, oh, but it's not a baby yet because it's not born. Well, if you leave it there, what the hell you think it's going to be? That's murder. If you don't
have
it in 9 months, that will turn out to be a little human being. That is murder. I don't care what you say. Oh, it's not a human yet. Oh, yeah, it is. Because if you just leave it alone, it will be a full, walking, talking human.
Yes, absolutely, man. You bring up a great point right there. And how do we know it's not? I don't think it would grow if it wasn't, right? I don't think we can cross-pollinate yet without actually taking it to a lab and shit, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't grow if it wasn't living.
Well, I think just to be funny and stupid like she is, I think we should ask her if she is human. Because when I look at her, I don't know. It's hard to tell, dude. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, she definitely has that zombie-ish, alien-ish look, like the Rockefellers and Rothschilds. Just those
the zombie
look.
Like, I love it. I love it, dude, the zombie look. But anyway, that is the douche of the week. Nancy Pelosi, who doesn't even know if a baby is a human.
I want you to get that.
So, if that doesn't piss you off, man, I don't know what to do with you. To me, I'm here laughing at the same time of being pissed off. It's so theatrical, man, that it just boggles my mind, man. But we got a couple of other things that we're going to move on to. If you've been watching the news at all, we got the Oregon shootings at the community college, man. And last night I was joined by Mass4Matic and Randall Krause on the Trivium Cafe, and we talked about this subject at great length. And we even said last night there was probably a drill either that day or within a span of a few days prior to the events happening. And today, actually starting late last night, the reports started coming in of how they had the drills for this specific incident a week prior. We've seen this at Sandy Hook. We saw this at 9/11. We saw it at multiple gun shootings and terror attacks, that they drilled for this particular, even in Boston, they had drilled the week before for these particular things going on. We called it last night, and the report started coming in a little bit before midnight, while we were on air, actually. Okay, so for people that don't understand, true consciousness and part of the Trivium method of learning is to identify and recognize patterns. And you say, well, how did you know that was coming down the pipe? Because we have recognized and identified the patterns prior to all the other crap that has gone on. Okay? This is twice we have said and predicted things that have come true. Okay? We're not psychics. We don't have this special ability to feel the air and know something's coming down the pipe. We observe what is happening in reality, and we identify those patterns, and we recognize those patterns, and then we can draw out our conclusion of what's going to happen based on what's happened prior. That's why history is so important. Okay? And to all you people out there who still cannot put your head around this, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but you need to understand what is happening. All right. We got about 20 more minutes. 347-989-1084. Hit number one on your keypad if you got something to get off your chest. This is the Bulls 2 Cents. Welcome to the Bull Ring. We have another caller on the line. 727-442. Who are we speaking to?
Yeah.
Is this none other than Mass4Matic, my man? What is going on, dude? Tell me what's on your mind, brother.
The Bulls sense here, man. I'm just enjoying it, man. And yeah, so much is going on in the past couple of days. So many topics, man. I mean, so much bullshit out there. So good job so far tonight, my man. And what's going on there, Randall? Good evening. And it's good to speak with you guys, and you know, about this fucking bullshit, dude. I mean, there's the, like, when you got going in the beginning there with the microchips and this fucking DARPA fucking, you know, one day they want it under the skin, they want it in the body. That's like the ultimate goal, I think. And you know, it's going to be the ultimate control for these guys. I mean, man, that's a huge topic. And you know, Nancy Pelosi, I definitely agree with your crowning her of the douchebag, douche of the week. Yeah, what a wretched hag. I mean, she, man, over the years she's been saying all this stupid shit. I mean, just like, she's so rude and disrespectful. And yeah, the current topic of you know, the Planned Parenthood and the you know, the baby harvesting, that's some sick ass shit, man. And her as a woman, she should be ashamed. And you know what she said in the video? Oh, I'm a devout Catholic. What a sick bitch.
So you're saying all Catholics are sick?
No, but for her to support something like that, but at the same time say that she's a devout Catholic, and Catholics are supposed to be real strict. No divorce, no abortion, none of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So what do you think about the Oregon thing, man? The report's coming out now that there was a drill just a week prior.
Oh yeah, of course, no surprise, man. You called it last night, and of course this is how they do it. It's like the like little cover story. Or like the little cover operation where it may not be everybody involved in on it, but the ones that are the coordinators on the ground, you know, on foot, amongst the people, you know, coordinating and adding to the organized chaos. That's what it is. It's organized chaos. And out of that, they're going to get the order. But it's, yeah, no surprise, of course, a drill, just like, you know, 9/11, 7/7, so on and so forth, man.
Yep, no doubt, man. And I hope people and listeners of the show have seen that we have this ability to recognize and identify patterns simply because we use the Trivium method of learning. We run it through a systematic process. Okay, and that's how we can come to the rhetoric that we come to. That's how we get to the how. Okay, we have to who, what, when, where, why is the logic, and then how is the rhetoric. So because we do that a little bit more consistently than we did previously, we can identify these things a lot quicker. I want to bring Randall on to get his thoughts on the reports coming out now that there was a drill just 1 week prior. Randall, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, like we were talking about last night, expecting that to me, when they do drills, that's just their walkthrough of, like, before they go ahead and do it. That's just their, what you call it, you know, their dry run, and then it goes live.
That's a good point, and that is a great observation, man, because I think we need to point out that you being in the military as I was, that you do that consistently. You drill until you get it right, and then you have the live version. I.e., like if you go training, like to the National Training Center in Fort Irwin, California, you train for like 4 or 5 days straight, and then 6 you go with live fire. So that is to perfect your technique and everything, get it down pat before you start sending rounds down range, so to say. Would you agree or disagree with that, Randall?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Also, in a public forum, like where they're doing it in like Oregon, you know, like private property, to see who's going to actually do something, or if anybody's going to call or anybody's going to help out, you know, it gets basically the reaction of the public. It gets their initial, you know, they know what the public's going to do beforehand. So then they can just, you know, embellish on it or add to it or do what they want. They already know who's going to call the cops, who's going to be where. Because as we were saying, like, you go through the drill, you do it, and you learn. You learn how to do it right, where you made mistakes. That's why you in the Army, you have your AAR, your after-action review. After you do your drill, you go, you sit in a class,
yep.
You break down what could have been done better, how you do it, and, you know, things like that.
Absolutely, man. I think Formatic brought up a great point of you know, pointing that out and observing that and bringing it forward so we can discuss it. I'm going to bring Formatic back on. I want to get your thoughts on this real quick. I posted a video in the event page. It says, girl thinks she knows the law but ends up getting arrested. The title is true because she does think she knows the law, and what she is actually saying to the officer, let me take that back. What she's actually saying to the thug is, you know, our rules. She's quoting rules to this guy, not laws. All right. If she was smart, she would quote actual laws, which aren't really quotes. They're observations that are self-evident truths. They're axioms and principles. And I think that's where she messed up. However, the thug is not justified because he initiated the violence against these two individuals. And if you look at the remarks from the original video on Facebook, everybody is against this woman for trying to stand up for herself. And I commend her on that. I'm just, you know, expressing where she could have improved for next time. So it's a little bit more powerful and it has a little bit more teeth. Your thoughts, first of all, have you seen the video that's posted up, Formatic?
Yep. Yeah. You know, yeah, her, like I said in the comment, you know, her mind, her heart was in the right place, but her mind was not. And it was, even if, you know, she was quoting these laws and so-called laws, these rules or whatever, I forgot what term she said exactly, but it's irregardless when you're dealing with an agent of the state who she should have realized, you know, just by, you know, the physical demeanor. It doesn't matter whether the guy was cool, calm, and collective. His job is to rough people up who disobey their commands. And she, I mean, even though she would have gotten a beating in the end, I would have just stayed in the car. I mean, I would have just tried to stay it out as long as I could. But, yeah, she. It's irregardless of the rules and talking about all these statutes and terms and stuff like that when you're dealing with an individual like that. And, you know, but aside from that, the greater issue is you had this thug, this agent of the state who is a coward, a spineless, dickless, brainless coward who assaults a girl.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just a girl; it's a it's another human. Okay, let's break it down to what it actually is. It's one human aggressing against another human for no reason, none whatsoever. These are peaceful individuals. Leave them alone. If I were to go up to that thug and say, hey, you were traveling too fast on this earth, and I have a magical piece of paper that says you need to pay me $150 right now, or I will beat the crap out of you with all the weapons that I have at my disposal and possibly kill you, and then the state will come in once you're dead and take 75% with a death tax. So either way, we're getting paid. So give me your fucking money. Now, if I did that, they would send, they would try and summon God and the devil and everybody to come in and get me. Let me get Randall's thoughts on this real quick.
Okay. Hear me?
Yeah. Okay, Randall, what's your thoughts on this?
You broke it down exactly correct. The way you said it, that would be akin to you just walking up to one of the armed thugs with a little shiny piece of metal on their shirt, being like, you know what? You're traveling this earth too fast, or I don't think you stopped completely at that red light right there, so I need you to give me $200, and if you don't, I have a taser on me, I have a gun, I have a club, and I'm going to beat you, shoot you, do whatever I have to do to get my money from you, and if you don't like it, I'll just call a bunch of my friends, and we're just going to gang up on you.
Absolutely. Man, when we're able to break it down like that, I hope the listeners understand that is factually what is going on. Oh, we strip away the euphemisms, the titles, all these things. They are merely only people who believe that they have authority or the power of dominance over you. That is not freedom. That's slavery. You have a ruler. You are a slave. My interactions with them, I tell them all the time. I understand this free man on the land thing and using their own rules against them and all that. But look, I'm above that. All right. I am an autodidact, autonomous individual. Okay. I accept responsibility for all my actions, right or wrong. I accept all that the universe has to offer when I put positive and negative into the universe, and whatever is reflected back, I accept it, okay? Because that's how the universe works. I do not claim that I can do whatever I want to. I can do whatever I want to as long as I do not violate universal law, period. Okay, that is the highest law. That's how I conduct business. That's how that's how my actions are dictated, is by universal law, not by the rules in which you wrote down on, fairy dust, magical pieces of paper with magical pens. Okay, I don't do that. All right. Now, I understand the people that want to try and work within the system and change it. I get it. You're doing something. You're active. All right. You're waking people up. I get that. But there's going to be a point where you have to push past that. And we've all been at that point. Okay. That's the moment where you realize, especially if you're an agent of the state, you realize you are the bad guy. You are the bad person. And it's a shitty fucking feeling, man. And like I tell a lot of people, it's the best and the worst day of my life when I realize that. And it's, that's truth, man. That's reality. That's real. Okay. The day I realized that, I was so conflicted going back and forth. Randall in here one more time, man. Did you ever have that moment, sir?
When I realized you can't work in the system, you can't work within the system?
No, I'm talking about, like, did you ever have that moment, like, okay, we were in the Army, all right? I had that moment out in the desert where I realized we were the bad guys. We're not the good guys. Did you ever have that moment?
Yeah, that's what kind of got me onto the path I'm on now. I mean, it was just more or less just completely always violating people, and no one ever, me never actually seeing what they said these people were doing.
Exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm talking about with the outsourcing of the thinking. Because as a soldier, anyone who is ranked higher than you, you have to follow what they say without question.
Yeah.
So when you do that, you have outsourced your thinking to that higher ranked person. You're not thinking for yourself. There was a time when I first came in the military where my drill sergeants were telling me, you do whatever the higher ranking person told you to do, except if it is morally questionable. And we have a standard. Even back then, there was a standard for morally questionable acts in the military. That diminished over the years, but that's how I was mentored at first, is to question, is the order moral? Do you have enough information to carry out what would be considered an immoral act? But if you have enough information, it would turn into a moral act simply because the other party was the aggressor. Okay, these are things that we're talking about now. Now it's all about you just do as you're told or else you're going to jail. Did you notice that at all? Oh, we seem to have lost him. Okay. Well, we're down to 2 minutes. We're almost done with this episode of the Bulls 2 Cents. I want to thank everybody for listening, for hanging out, man. Don't forget our Instagram contest. We're having it started out just here, but we've expanded it to the totality of the TCRN family. Go to our Instagram page. You can find the link on our website. It's www.TriviumCafeRadioNetwork.com. Go there, click on the little Instagram link, and it'll take you to our page. Go ahead and follow us there, and then take a picture of your best one finger or two finger salute to authority. Okay, and we got about 5 or 6 participants so far. We're going to have it until November, and we're going to pick a winner, and we're going to have some a giveaway, a little bag of TCRN goodies, so to say. So everybody do that. Hashtag it, the bull ring, DABULLRING, and, at Trivium Cafe Radio Network. And, we're going to post them on the website. We're going to post them on our Facebook page. We're going to get this fun. It's a good time. And you could win some cool, be one of the first people to have TCRN merchandise. So I'm excited about that. And I hope everybody feels like participating. It's going to be fun. And, we got a bunch of creative things already happening with a few of our submissions already. And, I'm digging it. And I'm glad that there's people on board with it. And, fucking love it, man. I'm glad that everybody's listening. I'm glad everybody's doing something out there. I get the, I see all the comments. I see all the, all the instant messaging to me and stuff like that, giving me feedback on, what's working, what's not. And I thank you for that. And I love it. And that's how we improve the show each and every week. But, this is an episode of the Bulls 2 Cents. We'll see y'all next week. And remember,
I want you to get mad.
Have a good night.